former defense minister over the war in Gaza. The court had also named top Hamas leaders for arrest, who were later killed by Israel. Rubio says the ICC's work threatens U.S. national interests. The Palestinian groups newly sanctioned by Treasury Department are Al-Haq, Al-Mizan Center for Human Rights, and the Palestinian Center for Human Rights. They said in a joint statement, only states that disregard international law take such measures against human rights groups working to end a, quote, genocide. Israel denies that charge, which it faces at another top court, the UN's International Court of Justice. Aya Batraoui, NPR News, Dubai.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The death of a man found dead at the Wyandotte County Jail this summer has been ruled a homicide. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation said that 50-year-old Charles Adair died of complications from mechanical asphyxia, with heart disease and cirrhosis contributing factors. The KBI says they've concluded their investigation and have presented their findings to the Wyandotte County District Attorney. The Kansas City Chiefs dropped their season opener to the Los Angeles Chargers 27-21 last night in Sao Paulo, Brazil. The Chiefs played from behind during the entire game after the Chargers got off to a 10-0 lead. Chiefs coach Andy Reid said he didn't like his team's intensity from the start.
I've got to make sure I get my team in a better state there, coming out with playing with more emotion. And we were a little flat that first half, and that cost us.
The Chiefs' next game is their home opener on Sunday, September 14th, against the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. In college football, KU is in Columbia, Missouri today to play the Tigers. Kickoff is at 2:30 this afternoon. It's the first time the football teams have met since 2011, when Mizzou left the Big 12 for the SEC. It's the first time they've met in Columbia since 2006. Meanwhile, K-State hosts Army. Kickoff for that game at 6 p.m. today. We'll have a look at the area forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Since 1946, AU has supported the First Amendment right of freedom of religion. More at AU.org. This is NPR.
Mostly sunny skies this morning, becoming sunny this afternoon. Highs today in the upper 70s, light winds from the west. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows around 50 degrees. Sunny and a little warmer for tomorrow with highs in the lower 80s. It's 56 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Together, piece by piece, only way to make a work of art. Every moment makes a contribution, every little detail plays a part. Having just the vision's no solution, everything depends on execution. Putting it together, that's what counts.
The board of the foundation is meeting next week.
Ounce by ounce, putting it together,
you'll come to lunch.
Small amounts, adding up to make a work of art. First of all, you need a good foundation, otherwise it's risky from the start. Takes a little cocktail conversation, but without the proper preparation, having just the vision's no solution. Everything depends on execution. The art of making art is putting it together, bit by bit.
Oh, we haven't met. Charles Redmond, County Museum of Texas. Wanted you to know we're in the process of giving out some sizable permission.
Link by link, making the connections.
Thanks, Mrs. Stamberg. You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 19th and 20th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops, panels, discussions, and networking for artists. Tickets at mixmaster2025.com.
Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, redistricting fights in Missouri, Texas, and California are leading some groups to reconsider their positions on partisan gerrymandering. That story and more coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. Speaking of Missouri, we're facing off on the football field today and on the airwaves. Kansas Public Radio is going up against KBIA in Columbia, Missouri, their public radio station. It's a Radio Rivals fundraising showdown. Who can raise the most for their station and bring home the win? Every gift equals 1 point, unless you're a new member, in which case your gift is worth 2 points. Donate now at kansaspublicradio.org and go fight fund. A big thank you to a number of people who have made a pledge today in our radio rivalry. Thanks so much to David Cataforis of here in Lawrence, Jan Lee of Ottawa, John Cheffy of Oskaloosa, who grew up in Missouri but calls himself a Mizzou athletics agnostic, has lived and worked in Kansas for more than half of his life. Thank you so much for your gift, John Cheffy, and his message, Rock Chalk Jayhawk, go KU. And go Kansas Public Radio. Support your station now.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Visit St. Pete Clearwater, Florida, where visitors can unwind on white sand beaches and dine at restaurants. More at visitspc.com. From Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Since 1946, AU has supported the
fights are the result of the Supreme Court ruling in 2019 that partisan gerrymandering is not reviewable by federal courts.
That is part of how we have gotten here now, because of the unwillingness of the Supreme Court to put this in check. In addition to that, Congress has failed to act and pass legislation that would also standardize things.
During the Biden administration, Republicans blocked the Democratic push to pass a national ban on partisan gerrymandering. David Daley of FairVote, which supports nonpartisan redistricting, says that kind of ban would help, but the country also needs a different way of electing members of Congress.
I think we ought to be looking towards a House that is much more proportional.
Daley says the House could have multiple members representing each district. Advocates say proportional representation could help temper gerrymandering and political extremism.
Until we look really seriously at these problems and try to imagine the big structural fixes that can get us back on the right track, we are going to spiral towards the bottom and stay there.
But for now, Daley says he's watching for new gerrymander maps that may be passed soon in states like Missouri, Ohio, and Indiana. I'm Zila Wong, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
This weekend, the Catholic Church will canonize a new saint. Carlos Acutis was just a teenager when he died in 2006. He was nicknamed God's Influencer for his use of the internet to promote Catholic miracles.
I think Carlo kind of summarizes someone who, at such a young age, was so sure of what he believed in.
We hear from the family and followers of the first millennial saint on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Brian Haney, voice of the Kansas Jayhawks. As the universities of Kansas and Missouri square off on the football field during the upcoming border showdown, there's another rivalry happening over the radio airwaves. Help KPR beat MU station KBIA with a gift of support. Each donation made through September the 7th equals 1 point. So show your support for KU and KPR today at kansaspublicradio.org. Go Jayhawks!
A big thank you to a number of people who have made a pledge this morning in support of KPR's radio rivalry with our public radio station colleagues at Columbia, Missouri. A big thank you to Gannon Buckner of Lawrence, Kansas, Lisa Noble of Manhattan, Susan Twombly here in Lawrence, Mark Prager of here in Lawrence. A big thank you to all of you. And a special thank you to James Haney and Victoria Durand in Lawrence. Their donation today is in memory of their great-great-grandfather, Reverend Richard Vernon, killed by bushwhackers in Linn County, Kansas. Thanks to everyone who has made a pledge. Just a reminder, your pledge at any level is worth 1 point for Kansas Public Radio. If you're a new member, it's worth 2 points. Again, help us beat the public radio station in Columbia, Missouri. Pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Eric and Barry and Citrus. Learn more at drinkag1.com. From Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting new dance partners with KC Ballet, Owen Cox Dance Group, Storling Dance Theater, and Regina Klenyowski Dance Company, September 19th and 20th. More at jccc.edu/mtc.
Coming up next here on KPR, it's NPR's News Quiz. Wait, wait, don't tell me. A big thank you to everyone who has made a pledge this morning in support of Kansas Public Radio. We are going head-to-head with KBIA, the public radio station in Columbia, Missouri. It's a radio rivalry, and your pledge makes a point. 2 points if you're a new member for Kansas Public Radio. Thanks to Mike Swenson of Overland Park for your pledge and Vanessa Sanborn of Lawrence. Pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org, and thanks.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Kernan.
And I'm Peter Sagal. This last week, our two most dangerous adversaries got together for a big party, and we all experienced not so much FOMO as FOB, fear of being bombed. We'll ask what they talked about when they didn't think we'd be listening. Plus, we ask Renee Rapp, star of the Mean Girls musical, if she's actually nice. And Bill Curtis reacts to losing his private dressing room due to the recent budget cuts.
What is this crap?
We'll explain who is shocked and confused on our quiz right after this hour's news explains everything else.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The Trump administration is pushing to extend its federal crackdown on crime, eyeing a new wave of U.S. cities for National Guard deployment.
True assessments. Learn more at avalara.com/property tax.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 50. Sunny for tomorrow, highs in the low 80s. It's 61 in Emporia, 61 in Manhattan, 60 degrees in Lawrence.
The following program was taped in front of an audience.
Saturday, 6 p.m. on KPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can pledge your support for our radio rivalry against KBIA, the public radio station in Columbia, Missouri. We are going head-to-head today. A big thank you to everyone who has made a pledge in support of Kansas Public Radio as we take on Missouri. Thanks to Christy Immel for your pledge here in Lawrence. You can join her at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Headquarters Kansas, presenting its annual 988 Breakfast of Hope, Monday, September 8th, 8 a.m. at Headquarters, a morning of connection, reflection, and community care. Event details at hqkansas.org.
Support for NPR comes from NPR.
And vibraphonist Jimmy Namaro. Plus, there's a new album by the Waikiki 7. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Join me where the music's always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from the Manhattan Arts Center, presenting Legally Blonde, the musical, following Elle Woods as she heads to Harvard Law, running September 12th to the 14th and 19th through the 21st. Details at manhattanarts.org. Just a reminder that we are taking your pledges today. It's a radio rivalry between Kansas Public Radio and KBIA, the public radio station in Columbia, Missouri. Your pledge is worth 1 point to Kansas Public Radio at any level. Your new pledge, if you're a first-time giver, is worth 2 points. Give now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for NPR comes from NPR Station.
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Audio Reader's Audio Sale, a benefit sale of vinyl records, audio equipment, and more at the Lawrence Public Library next Saturday, September 13th. More information online at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. Mostly sunny skies today, highs in the upper 70s. It's 66 in Lawrence, 65 in Manhattan, 66 in Topeka. Coming up next is the Moth Radio Hour.
I was in sixth grade and about...
Can be at themoth.org. In just a moment, two stories of physical breaks. But don't worry, they're the funny kind. When the Moth Radio Hour continues...
This show is supported by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance. Snapshot from Progressive gives a personalized rate based on actual driving habits. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Snapshot is not available in California or from all agents. And by BetterHelp, committed to making mental health well-being a priority and offering support in taking on everything life demands, with therapists available to communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Tonganoxie Arts Council, hosting the Kansas Storytelling Festival Tall Tale Tryouts, featuring storyteller Paul Strickland, September 13th at the Tonganoxie Historical Society. Open to the public. Information at TonganoxieArtsCouncil.org. And from you, a big thank you to everyone who's made a pledge today during KPR's radio rivalry with KBIA, the public radio station in Columbia, Missouri. Thanks to Arla Jones of Lawrence, Kansas, Kimberly Kriker of Lawrence, Thomas Stone of Lawrence, several anonymous donations, Sherry Kay of Lawrence, and Mike Davis of Lake Quivira. Thanks for your support.
From PRX, this is the Moth Radio Hour. I'm... Remember how I told you that I don't really have clean breaks?
Well, I loved Courtney's story because I dated a firefighter for a while. He used to pick me up in the air and do squats while holding me, like every time we met. I gave him a big moth sweatshirt and he wore it everywhere. He'd always get stopped by listeners who wanted to talk about this show. He was younger than I, and I was fully enamored. But at some point, after a lot of on-again, off-again, we drifted apart. You know, he had to fight fires, and I had to encourage people to tell personal stories. Both essential jobs, if you ask me. After I heard Courtney's story, I texted him. I thought maybe he was one of the firefighters she mentioned. But no, he joined the FDNY years after the story takes place. He said, most people who see first responders are so shaken, they just want a hug. Here's the thing about dating firefighters. It is my firm belief that everyone should do it at some point in their lives. Everyone should. But when the sirens blare and the trucks go by in the big city, which is all the time, it's nearly impossible not to think of them. So much for clean breaks. After this break, a woman is determined to be victorious over a contagious disease when the Moth Radio Hour continues.
The Moth is supported by AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca is committed to transforming the lives of people living with a variety of amyloidosis diseases. To learn more about ATTR amyloidosis, visit attrroadmap.com.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting I Mom So Hard, the flashback tour. Two moms, lots of laughs, creator of the web series. Next Saturday, September 13th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu. And from the Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting music showcases September 19th and 20th, with more than 25 acts performing across Lawrence, as well as an all-ages show on the Lawrence Public Library lawn. Tickets at mixmaster2025.com. A couple more thank yous to people who are participating in our radio rivalry. Brandon Peoples of Riley, Melissa Ness of Topeka, Sally Myers of Olathe, thank you for supporting Kansas Public Radio.
From PRX.
This episode of the Moth Radio Hour was produced by me, Jay Allison, and Sarah Austin Janess, who also hosted and directed the stories in the show, with additional coaching from Julian Goldhagen and Chaz Bruce in the Moth's Education Department. Co-producer is Vicki Merrick, associate producer Emily Couch. The rest of the Moth's leadership team includes Sarah Haberman, Christina Norman, Jennifer Hickson, Kate Tellers, Marina Kluche, Suzanne Rust, Sarah Jane Johnson, and Patricia Urena. Moth stories are true as remembered and affirmed by the storytellers. Our theme music is by The Drift. Other music in this hour from Deluxe, Vincent Peirani, Emile Parisien, Hugh Masekela, Wolfpack, Ramsey Lewis Trio, and Me and My Friends. The Moth would like to thank the Gates Foundation for their support of the Moth's Global Community Program. We receive funding from the National Endowment for the Arts. The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX. For more about our podcast, for information on pitching us your own story, and to learn all about The Moth, go to our website, themoth.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3.
We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. The Jayhawks are taking on the Tigers this weekend, and we've got a showdown of our own. Every contribution you make to Kansas Public Radio is one more point against Missouri and our friends at KBIA in Columbia. New donors, your gift counts as double. Help us put Kansas on top. Donate now at kansaspublicradio.org. And a big thank you to everyone who's made a pledge this morning. I've got lots of names to read off. Kenneth Gertz of Overland Park, William Hughes of Valley Falls, Michael Atwood of Lawrence, Gary Hoban of Leavenworth, Peter Rumbold of Junction City, Susan Adamchek of Manhattan, Melody Warman of Topeka, Carrie Neinmeyer of Salina, Lisa Doty of Topeka, Richard Morgan of Lenexa, Sarah Kaufman of Lawrence, and a number of anonymous donors from Lawrence, Shawnee, and Topeka. Thank you so much to everyone who is helping us take on KBIA. We're continuing to take your pledges in this radio rivalry throughout the day, so help us win against Missouri. Again, that's at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly sunny skies this afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. It's 66 in Atchison, 70 degrees in Lawrence, 69 in Emporia, 69 in Manhattan. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Tom's an accountant, and he once said this thing.